Good morning, Turks and Caicos. I'm delighted to be back in studio for our season finale of Career Connection Powered by Flow. I'm your host, Melanie Smith, founder of Career Connection and Talent Recruitment Group, where we help you stand out, get hired, and earn more. In this episode, I'll be having a chat with my guest, who is also a show host of Let's Talk TCI Real Estate, agent for Keller Williams, Vernica Delancey, and mentor for TCRA's newly formed mentorship program for high school students, a program that I am quite excited about and delighted that real estate was listed for this season. That way we get to hear more about this awesome initiative. In today's agenda, we'll be discussing real estate as a career path and key attributes that can help you stand out and excel in this field. Now, Vernica, I really smiled at this because, you know, there was a time when Sunday evenings was HDTV, right? Where they did show homes and designs. And, you know, you'll see persons glorifying the art of selling real estate, from million-dollar home listings to home under the hammer. And which meant the media was certainly doing the job of turning selling property into a glamorous profession, because I was so hooked, I thought that I was going to be an interior decorator at one point, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm certain there is more to real estate than showing people dazzling homes and making a commission out of selling them.
Definitely it
right.
is.
Right. Now, talking about real estate in the TCI gets Vernica excited. So we'll find out the demands of real estate as a career part and what it takes to succeed in this industry. So as we flow with Flow in the morning, connect with us on Flow and RTC Facebook page to hear from our guests. But before we do so, we'll pause to hear a word from our sponsor.
Elevate your experience with Flow's fiber-fast internet and mobile combined. Enjoy double data and unlimited talk on four mobile lines. Plus up to 75 megabits per second home internet speed at the best rate, giving you the best value to stay connected.
Hon, I think our Flow mobile is elevated.
You think?
An elevated experience starts with Flow at home, powering double data and unlimited talk on four mobile lines at the best rate. Visit a Flow store to sign up today.
All right. Thanks for tuning in to Career Connection. I'm your host, Melanie Smith, and today we'll be speaking on real estate as a career path with guest Vernica Delancey. Vernica is a native of the Turks and Caicos Islands with over 15 years in the field of real estate. She provides a dedicated and professional service to all clients by putting their interests first, and she delights in making their dream of island property ownership a reality. She was voted Ambassador of the Turks and Caicos Real Estate Association 2008 as well as 2009, and has been contributing a portion of all property sales to the National Cancer Society of Providenciales. She has served on several committees within the TCI Real Estate Association, increasing her knowledge on administrative as well as social workings of the organization. Vernica also serves as team leader at her Keller Williams office. She's an agent with grit and shows passion and perseverance with everything she does. Once her goals are set, she follows them through. Vernica, welcome to Career Connection. I am so delighted to have you here with me today.
And I am so delighted that you invited me. I'm looking forward to the conversation
awesome.
Today.
And you're on the other side of the table as a show host as well. And so that must feel different.
It is a bit different, but I'm up for the challenge today.
Right.
I'm excited.
Perfect, perfect. I'm so happy to have you. And, you know, I'm excited to get this conversation started for anyone who's listening and, you know, want to know how to become a real estate agent and make it a career. So we're going to dive right into our agenda for today. Now, tell us, what inspired you to choose this career field?
Well, let me start by saying when I graduated high school, I've actually had two real jobs. My first job was as a legal secretary with a sole practitioner. He was in the civil litigation field, And after he left Ireland, I decided that, okay, I need to have a career change.
Right.
At that time, I did not want to continue in the legal profession because of the line of work that we were doing, civil litigation, and all the conflict I thought that it brought with it. And I always remember my father saying he would actually love for one of his children to do real estate.
Okay.
And that was my, actually, my aha time, moment, you know, like, perhaps you should give it a try.
Right.
And that's when I ventured out and I started applying to, you know, get a job in the real estate industry.
Okay.
So that was really my motivation at the time.
Perfect. Perfect. Amazing. And what do you like about what you're doing right now?
What do I like about what I'm doing? There are a lot of things that I like about what I'm doing. First and foremost, I like the fact that I'm able to help, you know, customers find their dream, which is very important. I think that plays a major role in my life, helping others. I am a help on many levels. And just to be able to do something like that, I think that's one of the most important aspects of my job that I really like doing.
Okay. And I saw in your bio where you talk about grit. Right. And I know it takes grit and determination to be a real estate agent. As you know, your income, would you say, is it primarily dedicated to the time that you invest?
Yes. The grit is really about dedication and time.
Okay.
I find that I'm able to persevere for a very long time.
Right.
In this real estate business, you need perseverance. And I find that that's something I'm really good at.
Perfect. Perseverance is so important, and people need to know that too, right?
Yes.
And so, you know, talking about all these other careers that we have here in the island, I thought this was just perfect because, you know, and then when I saw that the mentorship was coming on board, and I thought, okay, she is going to close out this season for me because it was perfect timing. Now, Vernica, would you say it's, being a real estate agent, is it one of the most flexible careers where you can do it part-time, allowing you to even grow a clientele base?
Well, I'll say this. In real estate, it all depends on the company you decide to associate yourself with.
Okay.
Some companies allow you to work part-time, while other companies do not.
Okay.
However, I do feel that someone who really wants to focus on real estate as a career and not a job, they need to be in it
full-time
to be successful at it.
Perfect, perfect. I love that response. You know, and it shows the options that person have if there's something that they're looking just for an extra income or if they're looking for it to be a career base for them. So thank you for sharing that point. Now, tell us the big question, how can one become a great real estate agent? Is there a licensing exam that's required, and you're going to educate me today too as well, right? I think I need to know this as a recruiter also. And is it specific to state, country, where you live and work?
Okay.
Yeah.
I always like, when this question is asked, I always like to start off by saying we are a part of the Turks and Caicos Real Estate Association. You do not have to be a member of the Real Estate Association in order to sell real estate.
Okay.
So I like to clarify that with, you know, anyone who asks the question. However, I always say it's always profitable and I think beneficial to be a part of the organization because of the benefits that it brings. With that said, if you are applying to be a real estate agent through the Turks and Caicos Real Estate Association, there is an exam that you will have to take. But definitely the first step is you have to associate yourself with one of the existing brokerage unless you want to be a broker yourself and come in as a broker.
Okay.
And once you've associated yourself with that brokerage, then that brokerage will help you in applying for the real estate exam and preparing for it. And after passing that exam, then you are able to practice real estate, of course, under the guidance of your brokerage.
Of a broker. Okay, because I, you know, doing my research, I was like, this is huge. There's the real estate agent, then the broker, and it's different. It's commercial and residential, and, you know, I was like, okay, there's a lot going on in that field. And so it's quite exciting that you share that, you know, and, you know, even when you talk about, you know, a person wanting to come into this field. As with any job, it's important for us to gather information on as much as we can so that we get an idea or a better understanding of what's needed to excel and get ahead in real estate. Again, I know you've mentioned it, but do you get to be your own boss is a question that I also had for you. But because you've kind of shared that already, share the pros and cons of the opportunities and rewards that may be a part of real estate.
Right. I want to say that when you become a real estate agent, again, depending on the company that you associate yourself with, some companies treat you as an independent contractor, while others can treat you as an employee.
Okay.
The structure may be different depending on who you,
decide
to move with.
Right.
However,
right.
most real estate agents are considered like self-employed, and we are our own boss.
Right.
For me, and as a team leader in my company, we continue to tell our agents, you need to actually treat real estate like your own business.
Like it's your own business.
So
Perfect.
That's how we try to promote and operate as a real estate agent. Because of that, you have a lot of pros, and of course you have some cons. One of the pros about being a real estate agent is, of course, like you say, flexible time.
Right.
This is very important,
right.
I think, in a day-to-day life. We all have responsibilities. Some of us have families. Some of us have, you know, want to have personal time. And we're able to actually structure and organize our actual business to be able to accommodate flexible time so that we're not losing out in that way. So that's one of the pros about, you know, being a real estate agent. Also, of course, flexibility means that you can create your own working hours. So that's really good. You're not on a 9-to-5
good to know.
Job. I also feel that, you know, it's a good thing being in real estate. You get to meet a lot of people, and in meeting a lot of people, you create a lot of opportunities for yourself as a real estate agent in so many ways to grow, and also for, like I said, network connection, even to advance yourself in business related activities because of the connections that you actually meet.
You know, all right, that's exciting to know because, you know, even with seeing you in the different you know, roadmap that I've seen you take in, and it then explains some of the things that are happening for persons to be able to be real estate. And then you're not always sitting behind the desk. You know, it's a moving, more so career field that you're in.
Correct.
Right. Now, what advice would you give to people who want to increase their chances of getting recruited, you know, with an agency like you mentioned earlier, and to be able to learn the ins and out of the business?
In terms of being getting recruited, I would say this. If you're interested in real estate really as a career, you really need to investigate the company that you're working with like any other job. And because, like I said, some will allow you part-time, some will not allow you part-time, so you have to know what actually works for you. But when you do become a real estate agent, I will say to you, take advantage of the opportunities that you are afforded through the real estate association.
Okay.
When I say that, I mean, for example, we have a number of committees that you can be a part of.
Okay.
Like myself, when I first started real estate, that's how I worked my way up. I was a part of so many of the committees, the social committee, the forms, the marketing committee. All of these aspects of the committee helps you in your business, because remember, you're self-employed, and these are things are going to help you to understand how to better yourself in your self-employed business,
and what it is,
is that you are looking to do. Not only that, the Real Estate Association has training opportunities otherwise
that
you can capitalize on. Once you become real estate an agent, again, I always say this to people, you have the choice to choose your time and your movement. And sometimes we take it for granted and we were like, oh, we're just too busy doing something else. But do not miss those opportunities that the Real Estate Association provides you with.
For you.
Because it's not mandatory training, but it's available to agents to be able
to And so basically, if you're just starting out, it's good for you to align yourself with them. This way it helps you to grow, helps you to basically, like I said earlier, learn the ins and outs of the business and how to get ahead as it relates to what it is you're looking to do. But is there a membership fee or anything for you to be a part of the association?
There is a membership fee. When you take the exam, there is a fee that will come with the exam, which is a minimal fee. And then that's it. And then you just continue selling real estate.
Selling real estate.
And then there's a monthly fee to maintain your membership afterwards.
I just thought that should out. The license itself, is it a one-time and done, or you have to renew this license every year?
Well, basically,
yeah,
the way it works in the Turks and Caicos Island is that real estate agents, we don't actually have an individual license. We are licensed under our brokerage. So the brokerage has a license, and we are actually a part of them. And that's why some companies have a choice if they want their agents to be an employee or an independent contractor. Okay. So, we submit to the broker because they hold the license.
They hold the license. But the exam that you take to be an agent, what about that one? Is that a one-time and done?
It's a one-time exam and it's done, but it's not a license.
Okay, it's just an exam to prove that you understand the field, I assume.
To prove that you understand the field and to give you the basic trainings on what you need to know in moving forward when you become an agent, yes.
Okay, well, I just learned a lot just now. All right, you're listening to Career Connection powered by Flow with your host, Melanie Smith, and my guest, Vernica Delancey. We'll be right back after this break and a word from our sponsor.
It's all new adventures with Blue and her friends. They'll make new memories, visit new places, and learn new moves. Don't miss all new Blue's Clues and You Adventures.
You're listening to Career Connection powered by Flow with Melanie Smith and Vernica Delancey. We're talking about real estate as a career path and key attributes that can help you stand out, in the field. Now, Vernica, I would assume that real estate agents, even when I thought about it, it works as my recruiting company, right? Where you find a perfect match between a prospective buyer and then a seller. It's like a candidate and an employer, and both are equally critical. So it's your job to make sure that both sides are satisfied. And apart from those responsibilities, what would you say are some essential steps that you would need to take to progress in this career path?
To progress as a real estate agent itself?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like I mentioned before, one of the things I always say is that once you're a real estate agent, take advantage of the opportunities that you are afforded through your association. Mm-hmm. I would also say to a real estate agent, you have to be really intentional about what you want to do. You have to know definitely what's your end goal.
Mm-hmm.
Are you just in it, again, like I say, as a job. Or as a career? Because we have a lot of agents who come into the field thinking about it as just a job for the financial benefits, but we're not looking at it as a career, and therefore they're not able to move and be successful the way that they can be.
Mm-hmm.
We are self-employed, so we have to be our own motivators and help us to reach to where we need to be successful at it. And like I say, take advantage of all the opportunities that the association affords you.
So, for instance, a person who I want to piggyback from, I often like to talk about job versus a career as well. And so I'm happy that you're really making that stand out in this session. Is there a job description per se that is provided to you that you get an idea of what should entail as it relates to the duties and responsibilities that you should be displaying, or the training that the association provides lay that out for you?
Well, remember, when you become an agent, you're coming through a brokerage first.
Okay.
So any recruitment will be done through the brokerage and not through the association.
Okay. Okay.
And so it all depends on what that specific company is looking for an individual.
Okay.
But what I would say to anyone who's aspiring to be a real estate agent, you really need to understand what it is that your country offers.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is a crucial part. And being a real estate agent, you're actually selling your country.
Right.
And if you don't know your country, how can you sell?
How can you sell?
So those, that's something that, companies do look for in an individual. We also look for things, just to see that, again, is this just a stepping stone for you to get somewhere else? Or are you really serious about this career path?
Career path.
Because companies invest a lot into their agents.
Oh, yeah.
We just want to make sure that you're going to be intentional about what you're going to be doing.
Good point that you brought across, but you know, I'm digging into it, right? For the reason that we have listeners out there who we're trying to encourage to mm-hmm. come into this field. And we have a lot of organizations that are already missing steps, even as the broker would be able to bring someone on, add them to the team, right? Oftentimes we hear, as long as you have personality, right? Because I say it too, if you have personality, I can train you. But we still have to provide them with that information, the knowledge that they need in order for them to succeed. Because the biggest part about all of that, even if it's a broker bringing you on, mm-hmm. onboarding is so important mm-hmm. for someone to be successful. Even if they understand the country and what they're selling and, you know, what they need to provide as it relates to the service. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes we talk about, if you have a smile and you have this and you have that, you know, I want you on my team. Mm-hmm. But the ability to be able to make sure that you provide that candidate mm-hmm. with the tools, again, that they need, you know, to add to the knowledge that they already have about Turks and Caicos.
That's a really good point.
Okay, yeah.
But I'll say this. As a team leader, I also assist sometimes with the hiring process.
Okay.
I'm not the sole person making the decision,
but
I'm a part of it because, like you say, we're looking for characteristics mm-hmm, in persons mm-hmm, mm-hmm. that will fit our team. But I will say this. One of the main things we in Keller Williams we look for is, again, people who are self-motivated.
Right.
Because you're self-employed, we need you to be self-motivated, mm. and at the same mm. time, we need you to be the team player.
Right.
Because our company is really about teamwork, but at the same time, we want to make sure that when we have given you those tools, that you are able to utilize those tools and make yourself successful as well as the company. And I'll just add this one last thing. Of course, you know, I can talk a lot. At Keller Williams Turks and Caicos, we actually have a full pledge training platform.
Okay.
And
okay.
I actually am in charge of that training platform.
Okay.
So I know that it exists and I know that it works.
Mm.
But it's impossible, like you say, for me to continue to train you and teach you and give you the tools if you're not self-motivated to take that information mm-hmm. and run with it.
Right, right. And I know we talked about the steps that you need to take, right? And then again, you talk about self-motivation. So the traits that one should have. Accompanying buyers, right, to inspect and you know, explain more about properties. I guess this will necessitate being a talker and perhaps having the ability to sell sardines, like our premier often like to say, right? You know, and then you have to convince clients to go with your advice, right? What would you say, apart from being a self-motivator, are some characteristics that you will need to excel in this field?
Well, like you say, our real estate agents need to be talkers. Mm-hmm. I think more so they need to be listeners.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Because if you do not understand what your customer is asking you, mm-hmm. how can you then find that product for them?
Right.
And I think that's a misconception a lot of times, to think that we are the one trying to convince them into buying something. But really, if we can talk all we want, if we don't understand the need of the client, then we haven't done our work. You have to be a very good listener in real estate to
see,
be
last
able
week
to
I talk about listening skills and how important that is. You know, and so apart from listening, any other characteristics that you think one may have? And I know we've talked about, you know, being a talker. When I say that, I'm referring more to having communication skills, right?
Mm-hmm.
And based on what you've shared already, you know, I'll still bring out confidence that you have to have and, you know, patience too, mm-hmm. right? Because you're explaining all these new things to a person that have no idea about Turks and Caicos, and you know, you're really trying to convince them that this is the place to do this. So apart from that, what other characteristics that you think?
I also feel that a person who wants to be into real estate needs to have patience.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, a lot of people come to you, they believe they know what they want,
mm-hmm.
but sometimes they don't really understand what is out there and what the product is about.
Right.
And sometimes you have to take them through so many steps. A real estate transaction is not completed in a day. Sometimes you can be dealing with a real estate transaction for 4 months, 6 months before you can actually close on a product. And so you really need patience.
I like that you said that, because oftentimes a lot of people, I refer to it as recruiting the same that we do at Talent Recruitment Group, because persons believe that it's a, you know, if you interview me today, I should be able to get the job by Friday. But it's a process.
It is a process.
Yes.
And because you said, I want to say one more thing mm-hmm. about it.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you hire someone into real estate, a lot of people come into the field expecting that they're going to make a real estate sale within that month that they become a real estate agent. But you have a lot of agents who are out there, and some people may not have made a sale within a year. You have to have the patience to wait it out, because people get discouraged very quickly. Because remember, we're all commission-based. We don't have a set salary.
Yes, I talked about that earlier.
So you have to have the patience to wait it out. And again, that's why you have to be self-motivated. You have to make it happen.
And that's why you talk about having that grit and perseverance and being able to stand the test of time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow. And that comes from a seller's perspective, as well as when you're listing a property.
Mm.
Because, for example, you may not have the ideal property that someone wants to just capture right away. You have to have that perseverance to know, find out so many creative ways in which you're going to market that person's property in order to make it sellable for someone else.
Wow. Amazing. I promise I'm not lost for words, but just the process of it all, you know, and then being commission based, and you know, you understand why some persons are staying in it for so long, but you have to also like what you're doing, and then again, you know, wait for the process to happen for you, because you've been in it for 15 years and you're saying that it will happen.
It will happen.
Yeah.
And that's why it needs to be a career choice and not just a job. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is so important. Okay, I'm going to talk about job versus career after the show and make sure persons really understand what that is, because it's like going in for the long haul.
Definitely.
And remembering when we talk about lifelong learner, this is what that career would refer back to.
Correct.
Now, I know persons struggle, you know, with salary negotiations and, you know, even on a job offer for themselves. And I believe one of the skills that you would require to be able to facilitate negotiation with, you know, buyers and sellers now, right? You know, share on this with us. How does that work?
When I first started real estate, that was a concern of mine as well.
Yes.
You know, how do I really negotiate? Well, what I learned, it's quite simple. You don't get it overnight, but you always start with the facts.
Okay.
If a person comes to you want to buy a property and they want to make an offer on a house or land, whichever it may be, you always start. You go into your database, find out what have sold. Show them the facts. Everything that has sold in this neighborhood at this price. Now, so they would know for themselves, this is the, you know, like an approximate value of what I'm looking at.
Okay.
Once you have told someone the facts, now no matter if they want to give less or more, whatever, you have used the stats to give where the market is at.
Okay.
So you always start with the facts. And then I would say to them, okay, your number is at 400,000.
Mm-hmm.
This is where the property is worth. Now, what is your budget?
Okay.
Are you able to come up to this price? Right? And then they will be able to say, well, you know what? I don't have that amount of money. So then you're saying to them, so even if we're talking negotiations now, even if you want to purchase this property, it's still above what you are able to afford. So you just at this point have to make your best offer. So no matter what I tell you, you have to make your best offer and be looking forward perhaps to the owner saying, oh no, I still want $400,000 because that's where the market is. So you can't be afraid of negotiation, but I think I always start with comparable facts so that they can see it before them, so that they can know that, hey, I'm on your side.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to cheat you.
Yeah.
So you know where you have to be.
And that's important. And I hope our listeners are really paying attention to that, because negotiation is so important. When I first tried it, listen, I was so excited, you know, because even in a job offer, if someone sends you an offer and you review it and you say, this is not enough for my skills, right, that I'm going to bring to the table, you have the option of being able to negotiate that. So thanks for sharing that from a real estate perspective. Now, you know, skills again is what I really want to dive into today, because mm-hmm. we need persons who are interested to have an idea of what's required. And I know you talk about all the different things that we have to do. And mm-hmm. Preparedness is also one of them, because you have to make arrangements for open house and mm-hmm. and all of that stuff. So, you know, and I've always thought that this was one of the best networking opportunities of all time, is when you're having an open house. So you have to make a first lasting impression, right? What's really required at an open house?
At an open house, really, you're just opening an house. Mm-hmm. But truthfully, all fun and jokes aside, it's an easy process, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. at the same time, it's a very good way to network, like you said.
Right.
You open a house because you want to show the house in its best light, but also you want to be able to get as many people to come through your house as possible.
Right.
Open house is very beneficial for a number of reasons. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Number one, you get to meet new customers that you would not have automatically meet.
Mm-hmm.
And sometime in meeting these new customers, these same customers can become sellers in the future.
Yes, yes,
and if you perform in a good way at your open house, you show your property, be knowledgeable about your product as you present it to them,
mm-hmm.
you'll be surprised mm-hmm. that some of these same customers, even though they didn't buy your house, will come back to you in return to sell their property because of how good you were offering your services.
Good.
The other thing I would say about open houses, some people don't think about it this way. With other agents coming in and see your product, it's a good network opportunity for a few reasons.
Right,
number
right.
one, just say we have about 87 agents in the Real Estate Association.
Mm-hmm.
How often do you meet up with those 87 agents on a daily basis?
Right.
Because everyone is busy doing
mm-hmm.
their selling. It's an opportunity for agents to network with agents. And use that opportunity, because now I can say to another agent, what product do you have that is not on the market that is going to become available?
Right.
And by having this information in advance, you can be able to service customers who you have on a waiting list
mm-hmm.
without even something hitting the market, or be prepared for when it hits the market so they can have first preference at it. And I think that's a really good thing about networking at open houses.
Perfect. And I know, you know, off record, at one point you and I had a conversation often about when we think we can't afford something, especially as locals looking to purchase and all of that, and you did mention, come to an open house, you know, and you get the opportunity to learn more and basically hear what's available out there, and never think that you're not able to make that purchase.
Correct.
Right? Because you have to really find out the details and how it works, because I think sometimes we don't look into really how it works.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
All right. Now, you know, is it easy to stay current on market conditions and prices and mortgages and so forth?
Well, definitely. We know market price is always changing,
everything
else. But I would say this, kudos again to the Turks and Caicos Real Estate Association, because we have a very extensive database that we can utilize as real estate agents. And because of this, we can... even if we don't know everything, mm-hmm. we can be as current as possible in order to facilitate our customers.
Right.
So that's what the association provides.
And more so keeps you up to date on really what's happening. So that way, if you're lagging behind on certain information, you're able to log in and get a quick update?
Yes, you can get a quick update. Okay. So we have stats that are available, yes.
Perfect, perfect. All right, so we've talked about the skills and the traits, you know, that one must possess, from communicating to marketing, presentation, networking, and having confidence, right? Now, as real estate agents, you assist clients with their most important transactions, mm-hmm. okay? And buyers look on you as the expert to guide them through the process with care. So let's talk about integrity and how important it is to have that.
Integrity is so important.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things, when I first started working with National Colony Realty,
right
now Keller Williams, I just admired that our motto was a history of integrity.
Right.
And when you can have that history, mm-hmm. I feel that you get the confidence of your customers, you can do well.
You can do well.
A lot of people think that real estate agents only think about the money, but there are a lot of agents like myself and Keller Williams Star.
Yes,
who actually,
give them a good hello today.
Yes, we. I mean, who actually think about our integrity before doing anything.
Right.
Integrity is so important in any career opportunity. If you don't have that integrity, then you, of course, then you don't have the confidence of the customer.
Right.
So that's really important to us. And I also feel that, you know, even as a member of the Turks and Caicos Real Estate Association, being a part of the association, you have rules and regulations in which you have to adhere to. So that's one of the good things about being a part of the association. It helps you to remember what type of standard and quality you need, service you need to provide to customers out there.
Perfect. You talked about their motto. Give me yours. I was looking for it just now. That caught my eyes.
Well, my actual my actual motto affirmation every day is faith over fear.
Because you're doing this today, there's no fate over fear. Right? Here now, you know, there's no fear here now.
Right.
Now, I want to just dive quickly into brand awareness, right, and being key to succeeding in real estate. And you're not only selling property, you're also selling yourself. So how have you been able to manage to market yourself in such a highly competitive industry? Because you've talked about 87-plus members of the association. And they're just a part of the association. What about those who are not a part of the association? So, how have you managed to promote and market yourself?
Okay. Well, brand awareness is very important. And just permit me to say two separate things.
That's fine. That's fine. We have time.
I started at National Colony Realty.
Right.
And we rebranded to Keller Williams Turks and Caicos. And because we're talking brand awareness,
we
realized that persons only knew us about selling land, and we were the expert in land. But we had to come together as a group and say, what can we do to compete with everyone
else out there?
Yes. And that's why we rebranded, so that people can not only look at us as land sellers, but also that we sell land, condos, homes.
Right.
I started with that to say that, we are self-employed, so just as the host broker company thought they needed to make a move and change their brand, as a real estate agent, we have to do the same thing.
Right.
For me, I think that being a part of this new brand, Keller Williams, brought a lot of creativity to me, because one of the things in Keller Williams we speak about is about giving from contribution.
Right.
That's something we always talk about.
Okay.
And that was my light bulb moment. How can I give and from contribution? And that's how I came up with the whole idea.
National Cancer Society?
Not just the National Cancer Society. Two things. At Keller Williams, to give from contribution, we actually have slated in our yearly calendar where we have to participate in community events.
Oh,
so beforehand, we always would make a decision, okay, what do we want to do for the community? Sometimes it was a hit or a miss, but now we actually have it scheduled, and we actually have this thing called Red Day, where we close down the office for a day, and all we do is community work. But for me, coming from contribution, this is where I thought about Let's Talk TCI Real Estate, because I now had to brand myself, and I started thinking, what can I do to contribute? And I'm like, you know what, there are a lot of people out there who don't really understand the concept of real estate, and what I can do is to sensitize them more about what is happening in real estate and keep them abreast of market values and anything real estate. That's what I decided to do to brand myself.
And I focused on that because, you know, I think all of us were like, oh, she stepped out, right? And you said your investment today will change your tomorrow.
Definitely.
And, you know, you've pivoted to Facebook with Let's Talk TCI Real Estate during the pandemic, you know, to share industry tips and insights in the Turks and Caicos Islands. And I think you're perhaps in season three now, and you've had some amazing guests, and, you know, from security to your home, you know, with ownership and all of that. It's, you know, I really want to commend you on that.
Thank you.
Because, you know, we look at people sometimes and we're like, oh, she's shy, she's not going to do that and all that, but you've pivoted, you know. But what I want to find out from you now, in doing so, How have you benefited from that anyway, whether it was by the guests that you've had on your show or through clientele base? How have you benefited?
The main objective of Let's Talk TCI Real Estate was actually to bring awareness to real estate in the Turks and Caicos Islands and to get especially residents on islands to start investing in real estate. And I'll tell you the truth, I think that it's very beneficial because I'm seeing where it's working.
Right.
I meet a number of people and they say, I've watched your show, now I'm interested in real estate.
Yes.
My eyes are now open as to I can't just sit and wait. I have to move now.
Right.
And so I think that's one of my biggest thank yous about the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm also grateful, like you say, to the professionals who I've had on the show because I have actually learned a lot from them.
Right.
And being able to network with them, it only adds more value to my business as a real estate agent.
True.
Because if a customer asks me, you know, how does insurance process work on a house? I am now more knowledgeable as well. And I also have that professional connection where I can say, okay, well, I do know someone who can assist you in getting your insurance on your house. Remember, all of this is real estate related.
Yeah,
it's connected so many ways. True. So it's been really beneficial.
Perfect. And you're coming up on year two on June 4th, 2022.
Season three.
So is there going to be a red day or anything happening? Yeah, because I paid attention to that. I think it was June that you launched, and I thought, oh, she's in her second year of doing this. And so congratulations on that. And, you know,
thank you.
Wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Now, in one of your sessions, you spoke about virtual viewings, and it was probably something that you were not used to as well, or not new to the industry, but perhaps not practiced in Turks and Caicos. And
right.
What was the effect of virtual showings during that time?
Like you've said, virtual showing is not something that's new.
Yeah.
However, you know, you never utilized it.
Right.
Because there was really no need to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But since the pandemic, like you've said, there have been a lot more opportunity to use virtual showings to customers. And especially in such a high demand market, we're finding that virtual showing actually works. And the reason I'm saying that is because a person may be just say in the United States, a property comes on the market today. You're not familiar with that property, but how do you just jump and put in an offer on something you're not familiar with?
Yeah.
So that's our opportunity to say, hey, let's do a virtual showing.
Right.
At least it gives them a glimpse of what they will be purchasing, and it will help them to make a decision on if this is the right property for me at this time.
Right.
And you can always put in a condition in the offer to say, subject to me viewing in person.
True.
But at least your foot is in the door, you've made the offer, you've clamped on the property, and it gives you a few days to get down
and
see it for yourself. Yeah. So and it's really good.
That's good. And I experienced virtual viewings when my children, I think it was in 2013 when they went off to the UK.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I don't understand this stuff. You know, I have to view it on the computer. And mom, just figure it out, you know, because this is the one that we want to live here. You know, but I thought it was quite interesting because it took you to so many areas within the home that you could really see as if you were really in there. And I thought that it was pretty, pretty exciting. So I did get a taste of what virtual viewing was all about. Now, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Career Connection powered by Flow with your host, Melanie Smith, and my guest, Veronica Delancey. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll share up questions on career path. And, you know, having that as a real estate agent. We're back with Career Connection. I'm your host, Melanie, and my guest, Veronica Delancey. Now, Veronica, our time is going by fast, but I still have lots more questions for you, but we're going to get through it, I promise, as we wrap up, you know, our season finale. Now, in a role as such, I know you might have mentioned it a little earlier about agents not following a typical 9-to-5 schedule. You know, sometimes you'll be asked to meet clients, you know, at unusual hours as well. Discuss time management to accommodate clients who can only meet you perhaps at nights or on the weekends. How does that work?
This is a very difficult one.
Yeah.
You never actually get used to your time suggestions that you get from customers in terms of showing.
Mm.
But I like to approach it by using, discretion based on the particular customer.
Right.
For example, if it's someone who lives on island, then what we try to do is say, okay, then, well, let's probably work on your day off.
Mm-hmm.
Or let's work, you try to work around their schedule.
Right.
If it is someone who actually is vacationing,
mm-hmm.
and you know that they are a very serious buyer because they have been working with you over a period of time, or you know this is the only time you can access a property,
mm-hmm.
then, of course, you will accommodate the time. No matter the time it is, how late it is, if you can.
Mm-hmm.
However, you still just have to be conscious to know, like I say, know your customer, because not every customer who has an urgent need to view your property means that they're going to be buying that property on that visit
on
to
that
the
visit.
Turks and Caicos
yeah.
Islands.
Yeah.
And so you have to be conscious of all of those factors.
Right.
So it's more so discretion,
okay.
knowing your customer,
mm-hmm.
and then being able to work around it.
Work around it. And it would mean, too, that agent will definitely have to be mobile-based in terms of having a vehicle.
Yes,
yeah.
agent has
yeah.
to be mobile, mm-hmm. but also you have to consider you're also working along with other agents. You're also working along with guests in a villa or a tenant.
Okay.
So you
okay.
have to be conscious
okay.
of the tenant's schedule, right? Because some tenants... don't want any showings on a holiday or don't want it on a weekend because it's their family time.
Okay.
So there are so many factors that
wow.
have to be considered.
Amazing.
At the end of the day, you end up coming to a compromise.
A compromise. Okay. So if you're looking to be in real estate, be sure you have a car, get your driver's license. All those things are important. Now, our time is going quickly, and I do want to talk about, the mentorship program that you're involved in. But before I get there, let's look at the job outlook on real estate and buying homes versus building homes. Do you think real estate agents will still be in demand for the next few years?
That's a very good question.
Yes.
Because of technology, like you can see,
mm-hmm.
it's always changing.
Mm-hmm.
You have sites like Zillow's or
yes.
any other platforms
yes.
where persons are able to go on and sell their properties themselves.
Right.
So because of that, you know, some people are saying, I don't need a real estate agent.
Right.
Also,
right.
you have the factor of even developers who are not restricted to selling their own real estate product.
Perfect.
So they
Perfect.
Feel as if they may not need a real estate agent. But at the same time, I feel like we still have a lot more old school people like me
yeah. <That's okay.
laughs> who actually prefers to have someone to monitor the transaction for them.
Okay.
We
okay.
A lot of us think that we understand the concept of real estate and selling, but we don't. When we realize how much work that has to be put into it, we feel that I think I need to put this over, have a professional deal with this for me.
For you.
So I feel that there will still be a need for real estate agents
okay.
In the future.
Okay. And this brings me to my next question that I'm going to wrap into the Takria mentorship program, right? With, youth, if you think there's still opportunities for the younger workforce now in this field because you're not introducing our students to real estate, right? What do you hope to see from this newly developed mentorship program, right? Just by bringing students in on it, what do you hope to see from it?
Well, first of all, I commend Trevor Musgrove
right,
for the
right.
initiative of
mm-hmm.
the mentorship program. And I think it's a really good idea. I feel that especially students who are in high school, a lot of them don't really understand real estate as a career.
Right.
And they see
right.
it again as a job. I'm hoping that this mentorship program will open their minds about it and also open their minds about being more involved in understanding what's happening in the country
in the
itself.
Country. Yeah.
I think that's one of the big ahas I'm hoping that will come out of this mentorship
yeah.
program.
Yeah.
To be aware of what we offer and what we have, why people come here, and the product that we have in
that
the Turks and Caicos
yeah.
Islands.
Yeah, I think I wrote to Trevor during that time when I saw it because, it tells us, that there's so many career opportunities that we can introduce. I often call them tomorrow's leaders today. So I honestly was very excited and to see the involvement of so many of our very own people being a part of that. And then again, I noticed the lined up. That's when I was really doing my study, that there are agents as well as brokers
yes.
Being a part of this mentorship program. And Renika, is this something that you envisioned yourself doing by training others to learn about real estate?
Depends on how you ask this question.
Right?
You know what? My ideal career, actually, was to be a teacher.
Okay.
And so being a real estate, I am realizing that I now have the opportunity to be a teacher in my own way.
Right.
And so being a part of the mentorship program, I'm able to do that. Being a team leader in my company, I'm able to do that. Perfect. I am teaching.
Perfect. So, congratulations to you, to Trevor, and every other team member who will really dive into, you know, sharing this experience with our students, and I'm looking forward to hearing so many great results from that. Now, quickly, the real estate is seen as a competitive and challenging industry, right? But it provides equal opportunity for those willing to go the extra mile to reach their dreams, and that's what I've heard from you earlier, right? Are there any plans to become a broker in the future?
I am very ambitious.
Yes.
And I would not say that I would not want to be a broker, but truthfully, at this time, I am actually comfortable as being a real estate agent.
Right.
One would say, well, why don't you want to excel and be comfortable? Because, again, real estate, you are your own boss.
Yeah, you're right.
And
there.
As hard as, I mean, you can excel and exceed based on your performance and how you want to work.
Right.
For example, as a broker, you have flexibility. As a real estate agent, I have flexibility. As a broker, you can make so much money. As a real estate agent, I can make a lot of money.
Right.
As a broker, all the things the broker can do, I can do. And guess what? The broker actually has more expense than me as a real estate agent because the broker has to bear all the office expenses, et cetera, et cetera. So my thing is, yes, wanting to be a broker is a very good thing, but it all depends on how you're looking at it, because like I say, real estate as an agent, it's like you are already your own boss.
You're broking it in. Yes. Now, as we close out, right, we have our listening audience, what would you like to share with them as we end this season of Career Connection?
I would speak first to anyone who would like to invest. I will say that now is the best time. Prices may be high, but the market is very vibrant.
Right.
And instead of you looking for prices to decrease, prices are actually increasing. And it's just because of the product that we offer in the Turks and Caicos Islands. So don't just continue to think about it. It's time to move on it before you miss out. And in regards to anyone who's looking to make real estate a career, let it just be that, a career and not a job. Think about the end game and not just about the immediate gain. That's what I want to say. Or yes, I mean, definitely if you think about it that way, your success can be very good, can be great.
I love that.
Not the immediate gain, but think about the end game. That's what I would want to say to anyone who wants to be into real estate.
Perfect. Thank you so much. This was such an informative conversation. I've also learned a lot, by the way, and I'm going to plug that into my database.
Thank you for having me.
It was such a pleasure, and you know, for sharing insights with us really on real estate as a career path. And thank you again. Thanks to our listeners for tuning in throughout this season. It's been 6 fantastic weeks bringing you inspiring and thought-provoking conversations to help you stand out, get hired, and earn more. To Team RTC and Provo and Grand Turk, thank you for such amazing support. Greg Bain for always holding it down, as well as Chris Jarrett. To our amazing sponsor, Flow, thank you. I'm your host, Melanie Smith. Make that connection today.